With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. The House has voted to advance a resolution honoring Charlie Kirk, clearing the way for floor debate later this week. Here's correspondent Bernie Bennett with the story.
Lawmakers voted in favor of advancing the measure and a bill to avert a government shutdown in a joint mechanism known as a rule vote. The rule was adopted in a 216 to 210 vote along party lines. Republican Thomas Massey of Kentucky, known for opposing the federal funding bill, was the lone lawmaker from either side to vote present. Massey explained that he vehemently supports the Kirk resolution, but opposed an unrelated provision in the rule that blocks Congress's ability from weighing in on tariff policy. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
President Trump's new appointee to the Federal Reserve wanted a bigger rate cut than the quarter of a percentage point reduction. White House correspondent Greg Plugson fills us in.
Trump economic advisor Stephen Miron was a late addition to the Fed's Board of Governors this week, and he stood alone after the interest rate announcement. Miron was the only Fed policymaker who dissented from the decision to cut rates by a quarter of a point. Miron preferred a larger half-point cut, but Fed Chairman Jerome Powell said later there wasn't very much support for the bigger size cut among Fed officials. Greg Plugson, Washington.
Investigation continuing in the southern part of Pennsylvania, where three police officers have been shot and killed, two other officers wounded and remain hospitalized in critical but stable condition. The gunman was later killed by police officers. President Trump is set to wrap up his state visit in the United Kingdom later Thursday. Meanwhile, Wednesday was a day of all kinds of neat things, including a lavish dinner. Thursday, he'll be meeting with Prime Minister Keir Starmer. This is SRN News. Opening briefs have been filed in a major Supreme Court case.
The states of Idaho and West Virginia have put in their initial paperwork with the justices on a case that challenges both states' laws barring males from competing against females in sports. They are getting help from Alliance Defending Freedom, and President Kristen Wagner says, quote, "These states' common sense laws restore fairness and safety for female athletes across the nation. A decision from the court is expected next year." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Ecumenical patriarch Bartholomew, the spiritual leader of the Eastern Orthodox Christians, making his first visit in 4 years to America. He met with President Trump earlier in the week in the Oval Office and is also scheduled to make other appearances in the Washington and New York areas through the 25th of the month. That includes receiving the Templeton Prize. This is SRN News. Well, some people are upset. Many others are very pleased with the outcome. Here's what happened. Times Square is out of the running for a New York City casino after complaints from Broadway theater owners and producers. They said no.
A community advisory committee rejected the $5.4 billion plan to redevelop an office tower into a Caesars-branded hotel, gambling, and entertainment complex. After the vote, Mark Holliday, the CEO of SL Green, which was the project's primary developer and property owner, torched the decision.
What you did here today was despicable display of cowardice.
A separate Westside casino near the Javits Center was also rejected. The State Gaming Commission plans to award up to three licenses in December. Julie Walker, New York.
More details at srnnews.com.